Hello, and welcome to this special program for Heritage, Heritage Ministries in our area. We've been doing a weekly program with Robin Schroeder for the past several weeks on certain subjects related to independent living and assisted living at Heritage. But we have a new subject to embrace in a new series of programs for September. And I'd like to introduce first Mark Smeltzer, Regional Manager of Skilled Nursing Operations for Heritage. Mark, thank you for coming by to say hello.
Morning. Thank you, Dennis.
It's great to have you as a part of our program today. And also Mary Lou Clark, who's the Director of Admissions. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello.
We are going to set the stage in this program today for a series that will unfold through the rest of the month. Mary Lou, what's the general subject area going to be?
Well, what we're mainly talking about is how we can provide inpatient rehab services for people in need of care following a hospitalization that would occur right in our skilled nursing facility that can be covered by their insurance.
So talk to me about exactly what kind of services you have in mind when you say those phrases. What kinds of things you're offering now and where they might be offered?
We are able to offer these inpatient rehab programs in all three of our skilled nursing facilities. We found a need for these in the community really growing over the past 20 years. As Medicare has changed and what they'll cover during a hospitalization, people who are coming to the hospital due to an illness or requiring surgery or even having a planned surgery are finding that their insurance won't allow them to stay in the hospital till they feel better, till they're really strong enough to just go directly home. But what has happened is insurances are willing to cover short-term stays in a skilled nursing facility where a person can get 24-hour care plus therapy services every day for up to possibly 2 hours a day or more of therapy between physical and occupational therapy in order to help them regain their strength, get back home as soon as possible.
And where are the locations? I know people know about Heritage, but let's just identify the three places that you're talking about here.
Our three locations are in the Jamestown area. Heritage Park is on Prather Avenue in Jamestown. We also have a location in Greenhurst, Heritage Green. And then our original location is Heritage Village in Geary. And we do provide these rehab services in all three locations, as well as long-term care and memory care.
Mark, pick up the story here in terms of the current moment and where you are taking these programs and their significance, if you will.
Well, the exciting news is this past Sunday, we actually started a partnership with a new rehabilitation company. All of our therapists are going to stay the same in each facility, but the new company we're partnering with is going to bring in some more innovative programs that haven't really been done before in this area. It's really going to allow us to provide even better care to the residents that we serve right now.
I have known many people over time, and I think of hip replacements, for example, knee replacements. Are these the kinds of things that we're really talking about, or is that too limited an area in terms of the kind of inpatient rehab that you are now enhancing at Heritage?
Well, we do the hip, knee replacements. We do all of that. What we're seeing a lot more is people who need rehab because they have CHF for a lot of chronic conditions in addition to a knee replacement, a hip replacement. So it's really just, it's a higher level of care that we're providing now.
CHF?
Congestive heart failure. Sorry, my apologies.
Thank you very much. I'm not in on the lingo as much as you. Mary Lou Clark, sounded like you wanted to add something there.
I was just going to say that a lot of people find themselves in the hospital for a lot of chronic conditions, like Mark mentioned, the congestive heart failures, pneumonias, the flu. Things like that where someone who has a lot of other illnesses, it can really affect them and cause extreme weakness that people don't anticipate. And being in the hospital for 2 or 3 days, it's amazing how people find out that they're not moving around very well. And if they don't have someone who can stay with them 24 hours a day, they find themselves in a situation where they need some type of care. They can recover much more quickly if they come into a setting where they can get up to around 2 hours of therapy a day and can get home a lot of times within 5 to 7 days.
I'm glad that you put it in that very optimistic way, and I could hear the tone of your voice sort of suggesting the same thing, because at first blush, you hear you have to go to, and I say this, nursing home, but that's really not the right way to say it in any context today. But then you realize that where you are going will give you the potential to recover faster and get all of your normal life back more quickly. That is an optimistic way, I think, maybe to end this first program that we're doing in this special series. So, Mark Smeltzer, thank you very much, Regional Manager of Skilled Nursing Operations for Heritage, and Mary Lou Clark, Director of Admissions, but I didn't give your full title at the beginning, so I'll have you say it.
That's okay. I'm also in charge of clinical support, which means that our team would meet with you personally to talk to you about your insurance coverage and about the process to be admitted if you're interested.
More next week about these exciting developments at Heritage at the same time on WJTN.